Welcome to Zichu Daf Sin Manim. I'm Rabbi Abram Goldar, and today we're in Masechus Yevamos, Daf Samaches, the seventh parak of Mano Okon Gadol. This is going to be an abbreviated shiur. So the few dafs we're going to focus on, number one, the Mishnah Daf Samach Zayin Amud Beis listed five cases of poslim v'lo machilin, where the relationship between a bas kohen and a non-kohen disqualify her from eating truma, where the exact same relationship between a bas Yisrael and a kohen does not entitle her to eat truma. One of the cases was a ben teisha shanim yom echad, a boy 9 years old in one day. Abai said this is referring to when the boy who was a kohen had relations with his yavama, the midaraisa kanyula, who was acquired by him on a daraisa level. One might have thought that since bia so bia, emalecho, his relations are halachically valid, that he should entitle her to eat truma just as an adult yavam entitles his yavama to eat truma. Therefore, the Mishnah is coming to teach that he does not, because asu bias ben teisha shanim yom echad k'maimer b'gadol. The Rabban reduced the status of relations of such a boy to the maimer by an adult, which does not entitle the yavama to eat truma. Rava challenges Abai and says instead that the case is referring to a boy of blemish lineage, such as a mumzer or nasan, who disqualifies a woman from eating truma. Point number two, the Gemara asks for the source for the halacha that having relations with a person of blemish lineage disqualifies a woman from truma and kahuna. Rav Yudah said in the name of Rav, the pasuk states, Ubas kon ki siya li ish zar, and if a bas kon should be to a zar, she may not eat truma. This teaches kevin shenibbalo pasala psala. Since she has had relations with someone not fit for her, she is disqualified from eating truma. When the Gemara challenges this, saying that this pasuk is needed for its simple pshat, baskon de minas melazar lotecho, a baskon who marries a zar may not eat truma. It answers that halacha is learned from the next pasuk, which states, if a kohen zar should become a widow or divorcee, v'shavel beis avia k'norea melechem avia tochel, she shall return to her father's house as in her youth, from her father's bread she shall eat. Since the pasuk stated, she shall return to her father's house, she shall eat, it implies that while she was married to the Tsar, she was not permitted to eat truma. The Gemara continues with an extensive analysis of these psukim. And point number three, after providing the source that both the Levi and the Yisraelis become possible from eating truma when having relations with the apostle, it seeks the source that they're also prohibited the kahuna. The Gemara answers that it's a kal v'chomer from a Gerusha. Ma Grusha shumateres b'truma asur l'kahuna, if a Grusha who is permitted to eat truma if she's a bas kohen, is nonetheless forbidden to marry into the kahuna, then this woman, the Levi or Yisraelis, who is prohibited from eating truma, is it not logical that she should not be permitted to marry into the kahuna? When the Gemara asks, v'kima zirim min adin, but can we establish a lo sase from a logical inference? It answers, the kal v'chomer is just clarifying that anyone disqualified from truma is also disqualified from marrying into the kahuna. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the Mishnah Daf Samach Zayin Amud Beis listed five cases of poskim v'lo machilin, where the relationship between a bas kohen and a non-kohen disqualify her from eating truma, where the exact same relationship between a bas Yisrael and a kohen does not entitle her to eat truma. One of the cases was a ben teisha shanim yom echad, a boy 9 years old in one day. Abai said this is referring to when the boy who was a kohen had relations with his yavama, the midaraisa kanyula, who was acquired by him on a daraisa level. One might have thought that since bia so bia, emalecho, his relations are halachically valid, that he should entitle her to eat truma just as an adult yavam entitles his yavama to eat truma. Therefore, the Mishnah is coming to teach that he does not, because asu bias ben teisha shanim yom echad k'maimer b'gadol. The Rabban reduced the status of relations of such a boy to the maimer by an adult, which is not entitled the yavama to eat truma. Rava challenges Abai and says instead that the case is referring to a boy of blemish lineage, such as a mumzer or nasan, who disqualifies a woman from eating truma. Point number two, the Gemara asks for the source for the halacha that having relations with a person of blemish lineage disqualifies a woman from truma and kahuna. Rav Yudah said in the name of Rav, the pasuk states, Ubas kon ki siya li ish zar, and if a bas kon should be to a zar, she may not eat truma. This teaches kevin shenibbalo pasala psala. Since she has had relations with someone not fit for her, she is disqualified from eating truma. When the Gemara challenges this, saying that this pasuk is needed for its simple pshat, baskon de minas melazar lotecho, a baskon who marries a zar may not eat truma. It answers that halacha is learned from the next pasuk, which states, if a kohen zar should become a widow or divorcee, v'shavel beis avia k'norea melechem avia tochel, she shall return to her father's house as in her youth, from her father's bread she shall eat. Since the pasuk stated, she shall return to her father's house, she shall eat, it implies that while she was married to the Tsar, she was not permitted to eat truma. The Gemara continues with an extensive analysis of these psukim. And point number three, after providing the source that both Levi and the Yisraelis become possible from eating truma when having relations with the apostle, it seeks the source that they're also prohibited the kahuna. The Gemara answers that it's a kal v'chomer from a Gerusha. Ma Grusha shumateres b'truma asur l'kahuna, if a Grusha who is permitted to eat truma if she's a bas kohen, is nonetheless forbidden to marry into the kahuna. Zosha Sir Betruma Enodin Shepasula Kahuna. Then this woman, the Levi or Yisraelis, who is prohibited from eating Truma, is it not logical that she should not be permitted to marry into the Kahuna? When the Gemara asks Vikima Zirim in a din, but can we establish a low sase from a logical inference? It answers, Gilia Milsa Ba'amuhu. The Kalva Homer is just clarifying that anyone disqualified from Truma is also disqualified from marrying into the Kahuna. All right, so now we go to Simmer Daf Samach Hes, and this simmer was suggested to us by Jeremy Scheinwitz from Woodmere, New York. And the simmer is Schach, and we often use a sukkah in the simmer. So here goes. The 9-year-and-1-day-old boy who was sent to the sukkah for disqualifying his Yalama from eating Truma found a mamzer and nasin inside, learning the pasuk of Baskon Kisi Elizar, who told him that based on a kal vachomer from a garusha, they also disqualified women from marrying into the kahuna. Once again, it's a motion. The 9-year-and-1-day-old boy who was sent to the sukkah, schach, that must be Mardaf Samachas. The 9-year-and-1-day-old boy who was sent to the sukkah for disqualifying his yavama from eating truma, which reminds us two pshatim are given as to why a ben teisha shami yom echad is posel not machil regarding truma. Abai said this is referring to when a boy who's a kohen had relations with his yavama de midaraisa kanula, who was acquired by him on a deraisa level. One might have thought that since his bia is halachically valid, he should entitle her to eat truma, just as an adult yavama entitles his yavama to eat truma. Therefore, the mission is coming to teach that he does not, because asu bias ben teisha shami yom echad kamay. The Rabban reduced the status of relations of such a boy to the maimer by an adult, which does not entitle the Yavama to eat Truma. Rava challenges Abai and says instead that the case is referring to a boy of blemished lineage, such as a mamzer or a nasin, who disqualifies a woman from eating Truma. So the 9-year-and-1-day-old boy who was sent to the sukkah for disqualifying his Yavama from eating Truma found a mamzer and nasin inside wearing the pasuk of Baskon Kisi Elizar, which reminds the Gemara as for the source, for the lach that having relations with a person of blemished lineage disqualifies a woman from Truma and Kahuna. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, the pasuk states, Baskon Kisi Elizar, and if a Baskon should be to a Zar, she may not eat Truma. This teaches that since she has relations with someone not fit for her, she's disqualified from eating Truma. So the 9-year-and-1-day-old boy who was sent to the sukkah for disqualifying his Yavama from eating Truma found a mamzer and nasin inside wearing the pasuk of Baskon Kisi Elizar, who told him that based on a kal vachomer from a gerusha, they also disqualified women from marrying in to the kahuna, which reminds us that the source that a Levi or Yisraelis that had relations with the pasul are also prohibited to the kahuna is a kal vachomer from a gerusha. Ma gerusha shumateres betruma asura kahuna, if a gerusha, who is permitted to eat truma if she's a bas kohen, is nonetheless forbidden to marry into the kahuna, Zosha sur betruma in odin shepasul kahuna, then this woman, the Levi or Yisraelis, who is prohibited from eating Truma, is it not logical that she should not be permitted to marry into the Kahuna? So once again, the 9-year-and-1-day-old boy who was sent to the sukkah for disqualifying his Yavama from eating Truma found a mamzer and nasin side wearing the pasuk of Baskon Kisi Elizar, who told him that based on a kal vachomer from a grusha, they also disqualified women from marrying into the Kahuna. All right, so that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichron wishing you a great day and great learning.